Are you thriving or just surviving on your job? Are you compromising things that are most important? We will discuss this and more on this episode of Walking Worthy in the Workplace and Life. Well, I'm Mary Lohman, and my guest today is Sharnell Weathersby. Sharnell, welcome.
Thank you, Mary. I'm glad to be here today.
Sharnell is a new friend we met maybe a year or so ago, and she's an executive coach and branding consultant. Sounds really important to me. But you help today's working women to realize their full potential.
Yes.
Yeah. That's been your heart for a long time, hasn't it?
It has been a passion point for me. You know, Mary, I spent many years in the corporate sector and had the just vast opportunity to work with amazing teams in a senior and a managerial position. And through that season of my life, as I progressed, if you will, through a career, I also had small children at home.
Yeah.
So I really learned what it meant to have a career and to do all that God has called me to do in the marketplace, but then also know what it means to balance it all, if you will, or try to integrate it. That's my word, not balance. But try to integrate it as a mom and as a wife. And, you know, a big part of my story goes back probably about 10 years ago. Working in the corporate sector, I came to a point where I realized that while I was thriving from a career standpoint, there were so many other areas of my life that I knew the Lord wanted me to press into. I just didn't know how to do that, whether that was through ministry or through a motherhood, spending more time with my children as they were critically developing, or just really supporting my husband and all that he was doing, or just exploring all that the Lord had for me. I came to realize that, you know, while I was yet growing, there were so many other things that God had for me. So that's a big part of the work that I do today as an executive coach, is really work with professional women, our working women, that really love and fear the Lord, and help them to understand how they can thrive, but also do it in a way that honors and truly puts them in a position where they can be the best leader of themselves as well as those that they've been called to lead.
That's a very good description, Sharnell, of what you've come to and what the Lord's teaching you. And I think there's so many women out there still struggling with, how do I balance or integrate, to
yes.
use your word, all my different roles? You know, they've got a lot of hats to wear. You have a lot of hats to wear. You are, as you said, a mother. How old are your kids now?
Yes, my son is 8 and my daughter is going to be 12 in a month. So they're young.
They're young and requiring a lot of your attention, of course, and a wonderful part of your life, obviously.
Yes.
Along with your husband, who's a successful man himself.
Yeah, he is. He works in the educational sector as an administrator, and he's a recent author as well. And both of us are very much so involved in our local church. So we wear many different hats.
You do. And so I want to just ask you this question. What do you think, as you have learned to integrate your life, what do you think is the key thing that God began to show you to help you do this?
That he is priority. You know, when we talk about integrating our lives, it's important that we realize what's most important at the end of the day. And when we have a strong foundation in knowing that God is the center, and I don't just say that because it's a cliche or just something that we know, but truly every day that we wake up, we say, okay, Lord, what are we going to do together today? What do you want me to do? And inviting him to be an intricate part of your day and your work, and allowing the Spirit to truly guide you and lead you. If we start there with a strong foundation of really truly knowing that I want to be faithful to you, Lord, today, what comes from that is the fuel to be excellent and to be great in everything that you've been called to do in that day and in that season. But if we take that out of the picture, or if we kind of set God to the side, if you will, in what we're doing every day, we find ourselves in a place where, you know, our flesh or just our body says, I'm burnt out, I'm stressed, or I'm confused. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with my time. I don't know where I'm supposed to be navigating in this season of motherhood, or as, you know, all the different hats that we wear. You know, it's easy for me to say, just put God first, but there's something about when God says, be faithful to me first, to seek first my kingdom in Matthew chapter 6, when he says, truly, don't be anxious about everything and everything that what's going to happen and, you know, how am I going to progress through this project or see success in this or how am I going to show up and be here and be there? If we just take a moment and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to seek you first with all of my being.
Amen.
There's fuel. And what I mean by that, there's a confidence, there's a clarity that we can walk through as women to then know, okay, God, what is it that you want me to do? How should I show up here? How should I show up there? So integration or finding balance or finding the right pace, if you will, in our life starts with making sure that our starting place every day and our foundation is solid, because then that propels us into what God has for us next.
I like that. I often say your day is won or lost in your morning hours.
Yes.
And you, as busy as you are and many hats to wear, you still make that priority to spend time with God every morning.
Absolutely.
Start the day right.
Absolutely. You know, this, I think it was a couple weeks ago, I was just sharing with some of the women that I work with that my schedule was thrown off that particular day. It's like my day got started later and how that felt like it threw my day off. But what I want to just share is that when you wake up every day and you make be intentional about where you point your eyes, what you put in your ear, and how you hold your tongue, what you put in your body physically from the food you're eating, all of those things, it can't help but set you up for success when you're intentional about that. So I make it a habit to listen to the Word of God or to read the Word of God, to pray, to sit and just be silent, to be still before I open an email, before I get on social media, before I listen to what anybody has to say, including my kids and my, you know, and my husband, whether it's just laying there and saying, okay, Lord, thank you for giving me another day. What do you want to do? What are we supposed to do today? And just taking a moment to just have that moment. It does something, and I think that is intentional. That's just how we're built. It's kind of like coming to, you know, the team meeting in the morning with Jesus.
I like that.
So that we can start our day. But if you miss that meeting, you're kind of wandering.
Yeah.
And you don't really know what it is that he has for you that day.
That's so good and so true. I remember once when I realized that I wasted so much energy and so much time worrying about how I was going to get everything done.
Yes. Yes.
Duh. Yeah. You know? And I began to say, just do what's in front of you. Do it well. And you'll get to the rest of the stuff when you get to it. But if you're trying to do something in the same time you're thinking, I'm never going to get all this done.
Right.
Your energy just leaks
it's
out.
Depleted. It's depleted. Oh, my goodness. You know, and I think it was just yesterday, I was just so overwhelmed. I was just overwhelmed with just the day and everything going on. And I just had to take a moment and just realize that, first of all, it is a blessing. It is a blessing to be a steward of the things that God's called you to do, first and foremost, right?
A privilege.
Like, it is a privilege, right? It is an honor and opportunity to wake up every day and to serve in the capacities that I have the opportunity to serve. And while there's times when it's overwhelming and I feel like I'm in over my head.
Which is a lot of the time.
I feel like it's those moments when you truly have to just put on the praise music, pray, and just pause.
Yeah.
And just truly pause and to remember, okay, it's not my will, it is your will. God, you've asked me to do this. You've asked me to steward this. So I need you to show up in and through me right now. And my strength is not enough right now. I have to have your strength. And just having that intimate one-on-one conversation with God and inviting him once again into the situation, the meeting, the conversation, whatever it is, that's truly for me, where my peace and clarity come yeah. from. It's amazing how you can open your eyes from a prayer like that and have so much more clarity about how you should move forward in the next minutes, the next hour, the next day.
I know. God just makes it clear. You're going to be with us at our weekend getaway.
Yes,
we're
yes.
so excited to have you. You're going to be doing a workshop, which you call Thrive Without Compromise.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of message are you trying? Will you be trying to give as far as the compromise? Don't compromise about what? Can
yeah,
you give us a little
yeah.
insight into that workshop?
Absolutely. You know, the Lord gave me this message about a year ago. And it's really about us as working women really positioning ourselves so that we can thrive in our lives without compromise, so that we can do and grow and be in our life and in our career with excellence. And that's a fancy way of saying thrive without compromise is our way of preparing ourselves, of positioning ourselves so that we can be in a position to be ready for what it is that God has us to do.
Hmm.
So whether that is a preparation through your full wellness. So when we think about your whole wellness, your well-being, it's your mental health. Where's your mindset? How is your mind in a healthy place to position you to be ready for the work that you've been called to do
mm-hmm.
at home or in the marketplace? Physically, are we taking care of ourselves? You know, the data shows that the number one killer today of women, period, irregardless of ethnicity or age group, is heart disease.
That's what
cardiovascular disease. And then particularly for women of color, 50,000 black women annually for the past several years have passed away due to cardiovascular disease, whether it's a stroke or a heart attack.
It's so
sad. When we read numbers like that or data statistics about that, and then we see, you know, the 2022 annual report for working women just came out and reported that 53%, so over half of working women today report being stressed. Mm. Almost half, 46% today say that they are burnt out. And mental health, as we know, is on the rise. When we think about that and we marry that with how ambitious we are as women and how we've been gifted with time, talent, resources, all of these things that we've been called to do, I can't help but think that we are striving and we are thriving, but something's being compromised.
Mm.
So the things that are being compromised are our mental health and well-being, our physical health and well-being. Many of us are compromising our intellectual capabilities and our career ambitions for the sake of something else.
Mm.
Time with our loved ones, you know, and unfortunately, we don't see the side effects or a larger impact of those compromises until there is something that happens.
Until a tragedy
right,
of some sort.
A tragedy or trauma.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to be proactive. And I really feel like the Lord's given me just truly an opportunity to enlighten us as women, first and foremost, because I feel like sometimes we live and walk in darkness that we're not aware truly of what's going on, or we're moving at a pace that we don't know, you know, where we're headed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really to bring the information to the light, but then also to challenge, equip us, and empower us to truly recognize where we're compromising, to own it, and to be proactive about how I can be intentional in areas that I may be making compromises.
So I would say then that women with a lot of hats to wear have to learn boundaries.
Yes.
They have to learn when to
Absolutely.
Say no.
Yeah.
They have to say, I can't do everything to perfection. I've got, don't you think that's part
yes.
of it?
Yes. Yeah. It's all about, and some of the tools and resources I'll be sharing are around really knowing what your motivation and your values are. Because it starts there. Like, why are you doing what you're doing? Why have you been called to this? What is your purpose? And what's the end of the game? You know, Stephen Covey used to say, think with the end in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the end, you know, and defining that? But also boundaries, to your point, Mary. When do you say no?
Mm-hmm.
And when is enough enough? Because otherwise you're just kind of wandering.
Yeah.
And then also just getting very clear about, like I said, self-leadership. What does it mean to lead yourself? Before we lead our families, before we lead in the workplace, in the marketplace, we have to lead ourselves. And then, you know, spiritually, how strong is your foundation? And how are you continually strengthening your foundation? Because to as we have been called to do more and more, we've also been called to be closer and closer to Christ so that he can truly build us up. So those will be some of the things that we talk about.
It's going to be so good. And I'm so glad you can be with us this year. Our theme for this retreat is grounded identity. And we hear a lot about identity these days. But, you know, the only identity that really grounds you is in knowing who you are in Christ Jesus and living in that knowledge. I find so many of us either don't know it or haven't known it well enough, or we forget it so easily. Yeah. And then we're trying to do everything on our own. So I'm just really looking forward to it, to this weekend, April 14 and 15 here in the Chicago area. Women come from all over for this. So it's going to be a wonderful weekend. If you would like to join us, and I hope you will, you'll find all the information you need on our website at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. And if you register pretty quickly before March 15th, then you get a special discount. So we all like bargains, right? So I hope you'll come. You'll get to meet Charnel Weathersby. You may never have met her before, but you're going to be really excited to meet her. I think, Charnel, you're going to be a great blessing to the women there.
Yeah. You know, Mary, I'm so excited about this upcoming retreat. I love the theme because now more than ever, we need to know who we are and what we've been called to do. But first and foremost, who we are and being able to wrap our head around the vastness of our identity in him is such an amazing and a beautiful thing. It's one thing to know it, but then to walk in that truth
is the
other thing. So and I'm excited.
In this crazy culture, Charnel, where identity is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is. Yeah.
And I think women in the business world today have got to really have a firm understanding of their identity, their beliefs, to face the world they're going to be facing.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we can worship our work. Yeah. Right. You know, I know that there were many years in my career where I really, unbeknownst to me, didn't really realize, but my identity was in my title. My identity was in my job, or my identity was in the company that I was working for, or the brand that I was managing. And in, you know, you name it, it was in so many different things. And unfortunately, we don't know that until those things are taken away, whether you didn't get the promotion you wanted, or you're no longer with the company you thought that you were going to be with for many, many years, or you were pursuing an opportunity and you got that opportunity and it's not everything that you thought it would be. You're still not finding joy. Right. So for us women in the workplace, absolutely, we have to know what our identity is so that as life happens, as the pendulum swings, as the economy shifts, right, and the marketplace shifts, and as our careers progress and God puts us at some tables and he doesn't put us at other tables, and he opens some doors and he doesn't open other doors, or he gives us vast opportunities for just a second or whatever it is, we can be consistent because we know what our true identity is rooted in. And that is the source of our joy. That is the source of our motivation.
Yeah. Yeah. I always think of what the Apostle John said in his gospel, how he referred to himself. The one Jesus loves, you know, he kept saying, he wouldn't say John, he would say, the one Jesus loves, and that was just his identity, and I just try to remember that. I'm the one Jesus loves. Yeah. Now, that gives me value, that gives me really sound foundation. If Jesus loves me, then I'm okay, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so, well, we're really looking forward to having you with us. And
thank
I know the women
me.
Are going to be so glad to meet you and get to know you, Charnel. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today on Walking Worthy. It's been great to discuss these issues with you. We pray that this has been a blessing and encouragement to all of you who are listening and that you'll join us for the weekend getaway, April 14 to 16. So join us again as we seek to walk worthy in the workplace and in life.